President Biden, he says he will unveil significant changes to policy towards Saudi Arabia tomorrow. That after his administration released an intelligence report revealing that officials believe Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved Jamal Khashoggi's murder. The kingdom has rejected the findings. Biden called the plot outrageous in an interview with Univision News.
I spoke yesterday with the king, not the prince. Made it clear to him that the rules are changing. And we're going to be announcing significant changes today and on Monday. We are going to hold them accountable for human rights abuses. It is outrageous what happened.
Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine has been cleared for emergency use in the U.S. The FDA says it's approved the single-dose shot for adults after it was found to be highly effective in preventing severe cases with no serious side effects. The vaccine is now the third available in the nation. J&J says it's prepared to ship 3 to 4 million doses this week.
Warren Buffett steered clear of politics and the pandemic in his 15-page annual letter to shareholders, focusing on Berkshire's businesses instead. He also chose to stay quiet on race and inequality, as well as the market environment. Berkshire revealed it's purchased a record $24.7 billion of its own stock in its annual report. It said its $120 billion stake in Apple stock has become as valuable as its sprawling railroad business.
Donald Trump's niece, Mary Trump, has asked a judge to deny the former president's motion to dismiss her fraud suit against him. She claims Trump and his siblings conspired to skim tens of millions of dollars off her stake in the family business after her father, Fred Trump Jr., died. The former president claims that his niece waited too long to file the multi-million dollar suit.
And the head of Canada's Pension Plan Investment Board has quit after going to the United Arab Emirates and getting a coronavirus vaccine shot. Mark Machin defied guidance from the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government to avoid international travel. There's been growing impatience with the pace of Canada's vaccine rollout.